This tape covers the frequency synthesizer A5. In this section, you will become familiar with the operation of the frequency synthesizer. At the conclusion of this section, you should be able to accomplish the following. Understand the principles of phase-locked loop synthesizers. Identify the three loops in the synthesizer. Know the interaction between the loops in the synthesizer. Know the frequency control inputs to the synthesizer for any operating frequency. Be able to determine the variable injection output frequency for any operating frequency. And know the count sequence of both variable dividers. The frequency synthesizer in the KWM380 is a phase-locked loop type. Refer to Figure 5.1 in the self-study manual. A phase-locked loop compares the frequency and phase of its voltage-controlled oscillator output to that of a reference frequency. If the two signals differ in frequency or phase, an error voltage is developed and applied to the VCO, voltage-controlled oscillator. The error voltage causes the VCO frequency to shift in the direction necessary to reduce the error. Frequency correction continues until lock is achieved, after which the VCO will track the reference frequency. Placing a programmable divider in the feedback path from the VCO to the phase detector allows the output of the VCO to be changed in multiples of the reference frequency. The VCO output frequency then becomes some multiple, n, of the reference frequency, where frequency out equals reference times n, with n being the division ratio. The synthesizer output frequency is changed by changing the variable divider's division ratio. Refer to the synthesizer block diagram, Figure 5.2, in the self-study manual. The synthesizer in the KWM380, the A5 assembly, is made up of three phase-locked loops, loop 1, loop 2, and the variable reference frequency loop. The output of the loop 1 VCO is the variable injection frequency used in the first receive and second transmit mixers. This injection has a frequency range of 39.645 to 69.14999 megahertz and can change in 10 hertz increments. The loop 1 VCO output is also mixed with the loop 2 VCO output to produce a 2.945 to 3.94499 megahertz signal that is divided down by a fixed divide by 10 divider. The output of the divide by 10, 0.2945 to 0.394499 megahertz, is compared with the output of the variable reference frequency loop in the loop 1 frequency phase detector. The output of the frequency phase detector is a DC voltage that controls the operating frequency of the loop 1 VCO. The output of the loop 2 VCO, in addition to being used in the loop 1 mixer, is input to the loop 2 variable divider. The division ratio of the loop 2 variable divider is determined by the 1 and 10 MHz frequency information selected on the front panel. The output of the loop 2 divider is a 100 kHz signal and is one of the inputs to the loop 2 frequency phase detector. The second input to the frequency phase detector is a 100 kHz signal from a frequency standard. The VCO in the variable reference frequency loop operates in the 147.25 to 197.2495 megahertz range. This signal is input to the variable reference frequency variable divider, and through a fixed divide by 50 and divide by 10 counter to the loop 1 frequency phase detector. The division ratio of the variable reference frequency loop variable divider is determined by the 100 kHz, 10 kHz, 1 kHz, 100 Hz, and 10 Hz dial frequency. The output of the variable divider is a 500 Hz signal that is compared with a 500 Hz reference signal in the frequency phase detector. When the operating frequency is changed by 10 Hz on the front panel, the division ratio of the variable reference frequency divider changes by 1. This results in a 500 Hz frequency change at the output of the VCO. Because this frequency is divided by 50 and 10 before being applied to the loop 1 frequency phase detector, the change at the detector is 1 Hz. A 1 Hz frequency change at the loop 1 phase detector reference input will produce a 10 Hz change in the variable injection output of the synthesizer. During the following discussion of the synthesizer circuit, refer to the A5 schematic, Sheet 1. The variable injection output of the synthesizer is generated in the loop 1 or output loop VCO Q2. The oscillator output is amplified by Q3, and at the emitter of Q3, the signal path splits. The output signal path is through variable resistor R22 to amplifier Q4. R22 is adjusted for a plus 17 dBm injection output from the synthesizer into a 50 ohm load. The output of Q4 is amplified by Q5 and coupled through T1 to P1. The 39.145 to 69.14499 megahertz signal at P1 is used in the first receive and second transmit mixers on the A3 board. The minimum frequency change at this point is 10 Hz. The second signal path from Q3 is through C32 and amplifier Q6 to gate 2 of mixer Q7. The mixing signal applied to gate 1 of Q7 is a 36.2 to 65.2 megahertz output from the loop 2 or translator loop VCO. The mixer output at the drain of Q7 is filtered by L7, L8, C40, C41, and C42, a low-pass filter. The output of the mixer is the difference frequency between the two inputs and varies from 2.945 to 3.94499 megahertz, depending on operating frequency. U7D and U7F provide isolation and square the low-pass filter output before it is applied to U6. U6 is a fixed divide by 10 counter with the input at pin 14 and the output at pin 11. From the output of U6, the 0.2945 to 0.394499 megahertz is input to the frequency phase detector through U19C. The second input to the frequency phase detector is input to A5A1 at J2. This is the 2.945 to 3.94499 megahertz from the variable reference loop VCO. The signal is input to U1 at pin 14, divided by 10 and output at pin 11 to the frequency phase detector through U19D. Gates U2, U3, and U4 are switched by the two input signals to the frequency phase detector, with the signals at U4A and U4B controlling integrator U5A. The output of U4A and U4B are also applied to diodes CR1 and CR2, which are part of the fault detector circuit. In a locked condition, the inputs to U5A maintain the output voltage applied to voltage variable capacitors CR4, 5, 6, and 7 at a constant level. If the operating frequency of the radio is increased, the frequency change is detected in the frequency phase detector, and the outputs of U4A and U4B will cause an increase in the output of U5A. As the voltage applied to CR4, 5, 6, and 7 increases, their capacitance will decrease, causing an increase in the VCO output frequency. When the VCO reaches the new correct frequency required by the change in operating frequency, the tuning voltage output of U5A will stabilize to maintain the VCO at the new correct frequency. During the time between a front panel frequency change and the synthesizer locked to the new frequency, the frequency error is detected in the frequency phase detector, and the output through CR1 and CR2 produces a loss of lock signal. The loss of lock signal is routed to the A3 board to disable the transmitter while the VCO is tuning to a new frequency. The loss of lock signal is also generated when a fault or problem in the synthesizer causes a difference in frequencies between the two inputs to the frequency phase detector. Transistor Q1 is turned on by an output from the translator loop whenever an operating frequency in the 13 to 29 MHz range is selected. With transistor Q1 on, CR3 is forward biased and C13 is added to the oscillator tank circuit. L1, L2, and C89 are frequency adjustments for the VCO. Turn to A5 schematic sheet 2 for the loop 2 or translator loop. The translator loop is very similar to the output loop, with the main difference being the variable divider in the translator loop. The output of Q10, the translator loop VCO, is amplified by Q11, and at the output of Q11, the signal path splits. The signal through C69 and R78 is input to the mixer in the output loop. The other signal path through C70 is to amplifier Q12. The output of Q12 is the input to counter U17. This signal ranges from 36.2 to 65.2 in 1 MHz steps. U17 is part of the programmable variable divider and divides by 10 or 11 depending on the input at pin 2. A logic 1 causes U17 to divide by 10, and a logic 0 causes it to divide by 11. The output of U17, pin 11, is the clock input to U12A, U13A, and U16. Serial 1 and 10 MHz frequency information enters the A5A1 board at J1, pin 10, and is applied to pin 2 of U18. The data is clocked into U18 by the clock pulse entering A5A1 at J1 pin 8. When the serial information has been clocked into U18, a strobe pulse from J1 pin 7 is applied to U18 to shift the frequency information to the parallel outputs. The frequency information on U18, pins 7 and 11 through 14, is applied to counters U15 and U16 to program the division ratio of the counters. U18 pin 6 is a logic 1 from 13 through 29 MHz and is used to enable C13 and C60 in the output and translator loops. The QD output of U16, pin 7, is the clock input to U15. When U15 and U16 have counted down to the state where all of the inputs to U14A are logic 0, a logic 1 is applied to U12A pin 2. With the next output from U17, U12A is clocked to the set condition, which supplies a clock pulse to U12B. A logic 0 to reset U13A, and a load pulse to U15 and U16. The load command to U15 and 16 presets the counters with the input frequency information and disables the counters until U17 provides another output to clock U12A back to the reset condition. The output of the counter is a 100 kHz signal that is input to the frequency phase detector. The division ratio of the divider varies from 362 with a dial frequency of 00 MHz to 652 with a dial frequency of 29 MHz. The division ratio changes by 10 for each 1 MHz frequency change. The second input to the loop 2 or translator loop frequency phase detector is a 100 kHz reference entering A5A1 at J3 from P4 on the A5A2 assembly. The operation of the frequency phase detector is the same as in the output loop. Q15 and Q16 are the lock monitor circuit. If a fault occurs in the output or translator loop, the input to the circuit through CR1, CR2, CR9, or CR10 is a logic 0 for more than 15% of the time, and capacitor C48 discharges enough for C16 to forward bias. With Q16 on, Q15 is forward biased and supplies a ground to lock monitor, LM, J1, pin 9. The variable reference frequency loop is located on the A5A2 assembly, schematic sheets 3 and 4. The output of voltage-controlled oscillator Q9 has two signal paths. The first path, through amplifier Q7, is used to clock counter U26. U26 is a divide-by-10 counter with its output, pin 11, clocking U27, a divide-by-5 counter. U26 and U27 combined divide the VCO output by 50, and output a 2.945 to 3.94499 MHz signal to the output loop frequency phase detector at P6. The second output from the VCO is applied to Q8, which is shown on schematic sheet 4. This 147.25 to 197.2495 MHz signal is input to the reference loop variable divider at U14, pin 16. U14 is a divide by 10 or 11 counter, depending on the logic inputs at pin 2 and 3. With both inputs at logic 0, U14 divides by 11. And if either input is at logic 1 It divides by 10. The output of U14 is the clock input to flip-flop U13A, where the frequency is divided by 2. The output of U13A is applied back to the M1 input of U14 and to the clock inputs of U12A, U16, and U17. The frequency information controlling the division ratio of the variable divider enters A5A2 at J2 pin 3. This serial frequency data is clocked into registers U21, U22, and U23 by the clock signal at J2 pin 4. When the frequency information has been clocked to the proper location in the registers, the strobe pulse from J2 pin 2 is applied to the registers to shift the frequency information to the registers' parallel outputs. The parallel frequency information is applied to counters U16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, and is loaded into the counters when their load input, pin 11, is a logic 0. The division ratio of the variable divider and VCO frequency are determined by the frequency information loaded into the counters. The division ratio of the divider is variable from 294,500 to 394,499. The output of U13A is the clock for counters U16 and U17. U16 is part of the circuit that determines when U14 will divide by 11 and when it will divide by 10. U17 has two outputs. The QD output, pin 7, is used to clock U18, while the minimum maximum output, pin 13, is used to develop the load pulse. U18 also has two outputs, one to develop the load pulse, and the other to clock U19. U19 has four outputs, one to the load pulse circuit, one to clock U20, and two outputs to U10A, U10B, and U11B. U20 provides an input to the load pulse circuit and an input to U10A, U10B, and U11D. The output of U10B phase 1 and U10A phase 2 is the 500 Hz output of the variable divider. Each phase 1 output pulse is a logic 1 for about 105 to 140 microseconds, and during the time, switches U28A, B, and D are closed to allow C54 to charge to the voltage present on C27. When the phase 1 input returns to a logic 0, U28A, B, and D are opened again. After the phase 1 line has dropped to 0, the phase 2 pulse occurs. This logic 1 pulse closes switch U28C, and the charge on C54 is transferred to C57. After the charge is transferred, the phase 2 line drops to 0, opening switch U28C. The voltage on C57 determines the level of conduction of Q10 and the voltage drop across R18. The voltage on R18 is filtered and applied to voltage variable capacitors CR3 and CR4 to control the operating frequency of the VCO. The phase 2 output of U10A is also applied to the clock input of U6B and U7B in the frequency phase detector circuit. The second input to the detector is developed from the 39.6 MHz signal entering A5A2 at P3. The signal entering at P3 is squared by Q1 and applied to the clock input of U1A. U1A divides the incoming frequency by 2, with the output clocking U1B another divide by 2. The Q0 output of U1B is output at P5, and the Q output is the clocking signal to the divide by 99 counter U2 and U3. U3 output, pin 11, is the 100 kilohertz signal input to the translator loop frequency phase detector, and output pin 12 is the 100 hertz clock signal to U4A. U4A and U4B both divide by 10 counters, and flip-flop U5B, a divide by 2, combine to divide the 100 kilohertz signal by 200 to produce the 500 hertz output to the detector. The 500 hertz output of U5B is the clocking signal to U6A and U7A. During normal operation, with the synthesizer operating in a locked condition, the D inputs of U6A and U6B will always be at logic 0 when the flip-flops are clocked. This keeps U6A and U6B in a reset condition, and the LOL, loss of lock, output at logic 1. For the D inputs of U6A and B to be at logic 0 when the clock occurs, the phase 2 clock to U6B and the reference clock to U6A must arrive alternately. If a frequency error exists in the loop, the frequency of the clock to U6B will be higher or lower than the clock to U6A. When this occurs, depending on the direction of the error, either U6A or U6B will receive two successive clocks. When the second of the two successive clocks arrive, the D input will be at logic 1 and the flip-flop will set. If U6A sets, the logic 0 output at pin 6 is output from A5A2 at J1 pin 6. If U6B sets, the logic 0 out at Q0 output pin 8 is applied to the set input of U6A to set U6A and develop the logic 0 at pin 6. The lock monitor, LM, output of A5A1 is also applied to the circuit at P1 pin 9. A logic 0 at pin 9 indicates a fault in the output or translator loop. A logic 0 at P1 pin 9 is applied to the set input of U6B to set the flip-flop, and when it sets, the logic 0 at pin 8 is applied to U6A to produce a logic 0, loss of lock, output. The loss of lock output from A5A2 is used in the A3 board to disable the transmitter when a synthesizer fault occurs. There are two voltage regulators on the A5A2 assembly that are shown on schematic sheet 4. There are two inputs to the 18 and 20 volt regulators, the plus 24 volt DC at J1 pin 1 and the plus 9 volts DC applied to R4. The plus 24 volts is filtered and applied to series pass transistors Q2 and Q3. The plus 9 volts is applied through R4 to VR1, a 5.6 volt Zener diode. The Zener diode develops a 5.6 volt reference voltage that is applied to the non-inverting inputs of differential amplifiers U25A and U25B. Because the inputs to U25A seek a balanced condition where the inverting and non-inverting input voltages are equal, the output of U25A will control the conduction of Q3 so that the emitter voltage of Q3, when sampled by voltage divider R8 and R9, will produce a voltage drop across R9 equal to the non-inverting reference voltage. A 20-volt output from Q3 is required to balance U25A. If the output voltage of the regulator changes, U25A is unbalanced and the conduction of Q3 is adjusted until a balanced condition, plus 20 volts out, is achieved. Transistor Q12 and R47 in the 20-volt supply limit the output current. Because R47 and the emitter-based junction of Q12 are in parallel, the voltage drop across each is equal. As the voltage drop across the emitter-based junction of Q12 approaches its 0.6-volt maximum, Q12 is forward-biased to reduce the conduction of Q3 and keep the current at a safe level. The maximum current from the regulator can be calculated by dividing the maximum voltage drop across R47, 0.6 volts, by the resistance of R47, 20.5 ohms. This gives a maximum output current of approximately 30 milliamps. The operation of the plus 18-volt regulator is the same as the plus 20-volt regulator. Only the resistance of R6 has been changed to change the output voltage when U25B is balanced. This completes the tape on the synthesizer. Section 5 in the self-study manual should now be referred to for additional information on the synthesizer. When you have completed Section 5 in the book and taken the quiz, proceed to Tape 6.